Oh, yeah, I've never heard this song.
Now, see, I crossed up John Schneider. John was expecting to hear the Dukes, and I'm playing my theme song.
I love it.
You like this? It's a band called The Daves. I like that a lot. It's called Old People in Cars. It's my jam. 4 feet tall and shrinking fast. Anyway, that's our thing. We use that for our In the Garage here, man. Sitting in the garage with John Schneider. How you doing, buddy?
It sounded like Radar Love, you know? It had like little hints of Radar Love in there.
It was one of those bands in the 80s that just, you know, you always see those certain acts that just, you scratch your head and go, why didn't they make it? And that was one of those bands.
Right, and conversely, you also see bands and you scratch your head and say, why did they?
Oh, exactly. Well, you know, well, think about it. You in the country music. So just to give you a little backstory, John, when I was in the Navy, I was in the submarine service for about 9 years. So, thank you
for that, by the way.
Thank you. And mid to late 80s, I was stationed in Kings Bay, Georgia. And we had one bar that played country music. And I remember, I'm going to leave you tomorrow. I remember specifically that song, my Master Chief would play the hell out of that at the jukebox.
But you know, that was actually the first country music video ever done. And not very many people know that. There was no place to show a country music video at that point. And I went out to a little bar in Pomona, California, and I did that video with my then wife. I was married to a newscaster in Los Angeles named Tawny Little. She was great. I was a mess. My fault, not hers, which is not the case in the recent mess. But we went and recorded this video out there at the Crazy Horse in Pomona, California. And I love that song. I'm going to leave you tomorrow.
Oh, it's great, man. Yeah, that was
enough. That's all I've got to say.
That's to me is I've got friends in the kind of a friend of mine, Jim Moose Brown, the guy I wrote It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and we always joke about country music and try to find people with a real country message. And I know you're talking to a classic rock station here, but just because we play classic rock doesn't mean we're oblivious or just, you know, we ignore other forms of music. So I think it's cool that you're doing stuff.
You know, some of the greatest country music in the world has been done by rock bands. I mean, it would be hard to. I was just listening there to. Desperado's a country song.
Absolutely.
Hotel California. I mean, I guess it could be Motel California, but still, Wanted Dead or Alive. Now, if Billy Joe Schaefer had cut that song, or Waylon had cut that song, it would be a classic outlaw country song. It just happened to be Bon Jovi.
You're talking to Detroit. I mean, you think about Against the Wind and Fire Lake. I mean, half of Seeger's library crosses right over into country music.
Yeah, what makes John Cougar Mellencamp rock instead of country? I'm not really sure.
Well, that's something we always say. Yeah, it's true. And then you even, I mean, on the other side of the coin, a couple of years ago, I seem to remember watching a special on TV, and it was all country artists doing music from Boston and Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. Right? And you're like, okay, you got your own music, dude. You don't need ours.
Somebody explained to me The Girl with Faraway Eyes. What in the world is that? But anyway, it's great. I love music. As long as there's a story, as long as there's something that makes you feel something, then that's what's important. I mean, get into the Allman Brothers, get into all these great bands, get into Mother's Finest. My God. Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS. I mean, we got great, great stuff from way back when that really told great stories. They were expressions of a life lived well, and I think that's the key to great music. It makes you want to pull the car over and go, dude, I know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, I would think for you, John, and you look at the mid-80s, was it harder for you to break through because of the perception of you as a TV star?
Yes. And because of that, and I had done some music on Scotty Brothers. I still have the highest charting Elvis cover of all time with It's Now or Never. Proud of that. But when I first started recording for Jimmy Bowen at MCA, when I've Been Around Enough to Know came out, he shipped it out. And in those days, you shipped a 45 in an envelope. I'm not talking about a gun, you know, 45. And he shipped that to the record stations and didn't have my name on it because he knew there would be a certain prejudice, really, against some TV guy singing a song. Which is strange because, you know, honestly, I thought one of my favorite kind of very easygoing, I don't know what you'd even call it, but David Soul had a big hit when I was in high school called Don't Give Up on Us, Baby.
I thought, yeah, I had the 45.
I thought that was like,
Stand Tall, and that was like, it was a great song.
But so remember, anyway, you're not alone, though, John, because Donny Osmond, I remember hearing this story years ago, that Donny Osmond, when he had his comeback with Soldier of Love and all that, Donny had, they did the same thing. They released it without his name on it because nobody would play it if it was Donny Osmond.
Yep. There's things out there, but ultimately, I think the music does speak for itself. We released a song a couple of weeks ago called "We All Give God the Blues," a Chuck Tannen song. That I think you should check that out. It is just great. God don't hate the Muslims. God don't hate the Jews. God don't hate the Christians. But we all give God the blues, and it's cool. And we've got Jerry Douglas playing dobro on there, and it's fantastic. And again, the song speaks for itself. We've got one coming out today. I bet your mama look good too. And it's great. We've thought that. We looked across the room, and women have looked across the room and thought, damn, I'll bet that man's father is very handsome. Or on our side, we say, damn, I bet her mama looks good too.
Yep. And, yes, we do.
This is kind of swampy Southern rock.
Hey.
Delta rock, if you will. You know, Tony Joe White stuff. So we're having a ball. Alicia and I are having a ball.
I'm surprised. I'm glad you're still doing country music after the story I read recently that you almost ruined Willie Nelson's movie by ripping around in the General Lee.
Well, you know, somebody's got to do it.
You got to tell that story, John. I've never heard that story till recently.
Start it for me, and I'll try
to. Okay, you and one of the stunt guys, you guys were sitting around on the set, and people don't realize, folks listening now, that John's a very good driver. So you guys got in the car and decided to go ripping up through the canyon. Unbeknownst to you, Willie was filming a movie there, and you guys were just darting all over the place through the shots.
Well, hell, you know, that's the first time I've heard of that.
You've never heard this one?
No.
Yeah, the guy was a stunt. No. I can't remember his name. He was a stunt driver, and he actually appeared in one of the episodes. I was reading it. He had written a whole bunch of stuff, like, behind the scenes with you guys. And he said there was a time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
and I bet that, you know, with the movie would have been Honeysuckle Rose.
That's the one. Yep. And they said they came over like, would you guys quit driving the goddamn car through our shots? And you and he said you were driving.
Said no.
Yeah, you were driving. Oh,
You know, I didn't realize that. I remember the event, but I did not realize that was Honeysuckle Rose.
What are you gonna do?
You know, Willie never feels too much pain. So, you know, I'm sure he wasn't all that upset. And if he was, he doesn't remember.
He's over there going, leave it in. It's fine. It'll be fine. Yeah,
but
I love
it. It's a Western. It's a Western. No.
Isn't it amazing? Do you still take it as a compliment? I mean, obviously, you're going to be here in the Motor City at Autorama on Sunday doing autographs from 1 to 5. It's universal, but to have something like this that was on the air for 5 years and still people are so passionate about it, there's going to be a massive line on Sunday just to meet you, and so people can tell their stories to you.
It's so great.
How does that happen?
I'm talking about 5 years old that are just loving the Dukes of Hazzard. There's something about it that has always grabbed the attention of very young kiddos, and it's kept their attention. I mean, I meet people now. Duke started 40 years ago. I meet people now who are 45, who grew up watching Dukes of Hazzard, who still watch the Dukes of Hazzard, who have the box set of the Dukes of Hazzard, who wait in line to come tell me that. So we aren't just kind of a casual part of people's childhood. We seem to have remained a part of their lives, and what a great honor that is. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that doesn't make you smile. Mm-mm. So it's really nice to be part of what does. And that's what good songs are about. That's what great music is about.
Absolutely.
You know, you're having a really bad day, and all of a sudden, Life in the Fast Lane comes on. It's like, okay, well, now I'm having a good day.
For us, classic rock is comfort food. It's what it is. I mean, every time you hear that song, it takes you somewhere.
Blue cheese.
Yeah, it takes you back to that point in your life, wherever you were, we were listening to it. I mean, that's the thing. Think about it. You have a theme song. It's iconic. People sing it. Okay, they like the song, but they love the memories attached to it. That's why we walk around singing the damn song.
It takes them to Friday night with their grandparents. It takes them to a simpler time before taxes and before all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's like if I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden I hear that bang, all down, whip, I hear easy like a Sunday morning. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in my car. I'm in a Triumph TR6 driving to Helen, Georgia one summer with my second girlfriend. Right. It's just, and it's wonderful. It takes you to a very comfortable place. And Dukes of Hazzard does that. So I'm proud to be part of it. I know it's always going to be part of my life. You know, sometimes I wish, you know, on that day when I cure cancer and someone comes up and says, "Hey, you're from Dukes of Hazzard," and oh, what else have you done? He said, well, I cured cancer. Yeah, but you're Bo.
Remember that time you jumped the bridge? Okay. Remember that? Yeah, I just
you jumped the bridge?
I just solved world hunger. Yeah, no, but the bridge thing, remember that?
Yeah, but that bridge thing was really cool. Well, because, you know, I'm one of the four founders of the largest children's charity in the world. It's called Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. We are 35 years old, and we have now raised just shy of $6 billion with a B, $6 billion.
John, I didn't know that.
I'll do interviews for that. Yep. I'll do interviews for that, and they go, "Oh, that's great, you know, because it's all for the kids." But when you jump the bridge.
I've got this theory that I've always wanted. I got a friend of mine who's an engineer. I'm going to get him to draw this out for you, John. It's going to be we've been working on this for years. It's my theory of Hazzard County bridges, that the ramps going up to them are built of titanium, and the bridge itself is built of balsa wood. That immediately collapses. Like the first time rain hits it, it just collapses.
But that ramp is still there.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, exactly. It's like, who the hell built these horrible bridges? There's certain things that never made sense in TV.
Not the same guys.
Yeah.
Not the same guys that built the ramp. Hey, I'm going to come. I can't wait to come up there. It's going to be so much fun. And folks, bring your, what I'm seeing a lot of right now is fascinating, are the lunch boxes. So if you've got a lunch box, bring the lunch box, bring the TV tray, bring whatever you want.
Okay.
And we're going to have a big time. The cars at these shows are always fantastic. And sadly, like you said, there's going to be a long line, so I don't get a chance to go out and look at the cars.
Well, get here. If you get time, come over. We actually have Bob Seger let us borrow his 71 Mustang. We'll have it there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, 71 Cobra Jet 429. You're going to have, it'll be right. Ooh. It's not that far from where you're going to be.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
I did want to mention a couple things. I know real quick, I'm going to wrap this up. Jonathan Kent in Smallville, your character was fantastic. So much better than Costner. Thank you so much for doing that. That was a great character.
You know, Kevin told me the same thing. No, that's cool. Thank you. I had a great great time doing that show, and I honestly think that Smallville is the best, really the best part of the whole Superman legend.
I totally agree. You guys stay true to it. I mean, all the way through it, you stay true to it.
Great show. Thank you.
We got the music, the music project Odyssey. We're going to be watching this as well.
One song every week for 52 weeks, one music video and one documentary every week for 52 weeks. How crazy is that?
All right. And then the last thing. So now we can get that. What's the best way to find that project? I know I've gone through Spotify.
Go to John Schneider Studios.
Okay.
JohnSchneiderStudios.com. It's all there, including our big event. I'm doing an event for my birthday. And I am finally going to jump a General Lee. That's April 7th and 8th at Bo's Extravaganza at Alicia and I's film studio in Louisiana. I realize that's quite a distance from Detroit.
Amen.
But, hey, it's going to be a great time. Louisiana's a lot of fun. You can come have a great time with us. Kix Brooks is going to be there. Joel Sonnier is going to be there. We're going to have some great bands out of Texas. Tom Wopat will be there to sign autographs. Byron Cherry will be there. If you're a NASCAR fan, we've got Carl Edwards, who's going to chase me around.
Nice.
He's going to be the surrogate Roscoe, and it'll be my only opportunity to see Carl Edwards in my rearview mirror. Instead of way the hell up there in front of me.
Yeah, you better make sure he's patient.
Time.
So, hey,
I know.
So two things I've always wanted to ask. I ask everyone this who's a celebrity from TV or movies. What did you keep from the Dukes of Hazzard in Smallville? Did you take anything with you?
I kept I sold it because I had some real rough time there for a while. I had my bow and arrow, and I kept that, and I don't have it anymore. Isn't that sad?
That does suck.
Isn't that
sad? I'm
sorry,
John. That's sad.
That's sad. Well, you know. We got into the stock market before 9/11 and then real estate afterwards. And then
oh,
that
God.
But
yeah.
I know, right? All the right things, all the wrong times. And then from Smallville, I kept my scripts. I have my scripts from Smallville, and I have them up in a little museum, actually, at the studio in Louisiana, along with a couple of Dukes of Hazzard scripts, which are great.
That's cool.
The scripts, I think, are special. And you know what's cool? I'm sure that somebody is going to show up at the event. It's on Sunday. Boss Hogg, Zorro Book, made his scripts available to fans a long time ago when the Internet, I don't even know, it couldn't have been when the Internet first started because he died early. But somehow I wind up, people show up with Sorrel's scripts from the Dukes of Hazzard. So if you have one of those, bring it up, and I'll be happy to sign that puppy for you because Sorrel was an amazing guy.
Okay, and
Yeah,
and can you confirm or deny this one? It's a story about you. There was a story that I'd read years ago that during the filming that the producers were mad that you wouldn't wear underwear and you like to wear really tight jeans.
I always wore underwear. So that's bullshit.
Whoops, okay.
That's not true. And I didn't pick the jeans out. They put them on me. But yeah, they were pretty tight jeans. But you know, they came right up to your navel. It was a little odd, you know, little grandpa jeans back then.
You were wearing mom jeans back then?
No.
Really?
Not true.
Okay,
not
good.
True.
All right. I was a little nervous to ask you that question there, John. So, well, I'm looking forward. We'll be down there Sunday. I know we're going to come down and say hi. We'll be right around the corner. And you're going to love Detroit, man.
I'll come check out that car. That's really great.
John Schneider, this is fun. Yeah, man. Congratulations on everything. You sound great, buddy. So we will, again, johnschneiderstudios.com. That's the website?
Yep, johnschneiderstudios.com.
Okay.
You get anything you want right there and a bunch of stuff you don't want. But, hey, it's a lot of fun.
All right, we'll see you here Sunday in the Motor City. Thanks, John.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.